So we've been looking at David and his contemplation in Psalm 9. He's in trouble, but he chooses to praise God. And that teaches us that we can be in trouble and still choose to praise God. It's in your will, it's in your power to do that. Now we look at verses 9 and 10 of Psalm number 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. So David says earlier, God is a judge. But God is not just a judge. He's also a refuge. He's a place of safety. And a refuge is a place of safety from danger, from attack. And that is how we must see God. He judges, but he also protects. And he protects the vulnerable, and he protects the weak. God is the creator of everything. He's bigger than everything, but he's involved in our lives. He's not so great that he forgets about us and lives in his abode and doesn't care what happens to life here on earth. He's interested and he rules in the affairs of men. So David shows us that God is a refuge. And may the Lord be your refuge. As you trust him, as you bring your case to him, may he keep you safe from danger, from harm, and from destruction. God is a refuge for the oppressed. Oppression is real in our world. You know, when you're weak, people take advantage of you. And throughout the Old Testament, you find God talks about the weak. And in those days, the weak were the widow, the orphan, the stranger. People who didn't have property and who could easily be taken advantage of. And increasingly and continuously, God speaks on behalf of the oppressed. And that is why when God blesses you to be in a place of power, you don't look at those who have nothing and seek to take advantage of them. Because if they bring their case before the Lord, it will not be good for you. God is the shelter, the refuge for the oppressed. And if you feel oppressed and you think there is no help for you in this world, remember you can run to the Lord and you will find shelter and you'll find safety in him. Trust him. He will protect you. God is a refuge for the oppressed. And then the psalmist also says that God is a refuge in times of trouble. Life on earth is regulated by times and seasons. There are times for trouble. And the interesting thing about the concept of time for trouble, it tells you that trouble is not permanent. Trouble has an expiry date. So no matter what the trouble you're going through, it's a time of trouble. And because there's a time of trouble, there's also a time of deliverance. And God will deliver you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivers them out of them all. So it's times of trouble. There will be a season. There are seasons in our lives when things don't go the way we want. You know, even when you're praying and praising God very hard, things just don't seem to line up well. It's a time of trouble. But that time of trouble has an expiry date. It's not going to be there forever. Don't lose your head over it. You are coming through it and you're coming out of it because the Lord is with you. He's present with you. Praise him and walk through the valley of the shadow of death and come out victoriously. It's a time of trouble, and the Lord is our refuge in times of trouble. And David tells us, God does not forsake those who seek him. When we seek him in time of trouble, we may not be delivered instantly, but we would never be forsaken. And the fact that God has not delivered you does not mean he has forsaken you. He's with you. Remember what the psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because you are with me. But it doesn't mean I'm out of the shadow of death. I'm still in the shadow of death, but you are with me. So God is with you. He has not forsaken you. He's not abandoned you. He has not left you to the devices of the wicked. You may not have seen the deliverance you want, but God is present with you. And because he's present with you, those who are pursuing you will not crush you. And they will not overtake you because the Lord is present with you. They will fall and they will perish. The Lord is your refuge. The Lord is your help. The Lord is your shelter. Trust him and he will not fail you. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, you are my ever-present help in times of trouble. I know you will never forsake me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.